This election cycle brought a few bright spots for Utah Democrats, but in two state House districts, Democratic legislative candidates picked up seats previously held by Republicans. KUER's Julia Ritchie met with the incoming legislator from one of those districts and brings us this profile.
One of our two Democratic pickups in the House of Representatives, Dr. Karen Kwan.
Karen Kwan steps up on a small stage at a recent meeting of Utah's Hispanic Democratic Caucus in the packed basement of La Puente Restaurant in South Salt Lake. She and several other women legislators, like Representative Angela Romero and Senator Luz Escamilla, are introducing themselves and going over their agendas for the session. Kwan is the newly elected representative of House District 34, which includes parts of Taylorsville and West Valley, a growing swing district of Salt Lake County. As she tells the crowd at La Puente, her election is significant in one other key way.
Many of you know I'm the very first Chinese American ever to serve in the Utah legislature.
Kwan first moved to Taylorsville 30 years ago from Southern California. She began her career as an advisor at the University of Utah before transitioning to academia. For the last 11 years, she's taught psychology as an associate professor at Salt Lake Community College. Kwan has long been a community advocate and organizer, but says while she was raising her two daughters, she preferred a more behind-the-scenes role.
It's through an advocacy role. I think from the very moment that I came into Utah, I was interested in politics in that way. But I really came to become engaged in politics way back when Taylorsville City was not a city yet.
Some of her first political work involved lobbying the county council to let Taylorsville incorporate. She later sat on the governor's Asian American Council. Running for office, though, Kwan was reluctant.
And I questioned my abilities. I questioned whether or not I could, if I had the ability to be a politician. You know, I sometimes I question that now.
2 years ago, encouraged by her friends and fellow Utah Democrats, she decided to run for her district seat against incumbent Republican Johnny Anderson.
And I lost by a few hundred votes, and that actually encouraged me to run again.
That narrow loss and the fact that Anderson decided not to seek re-election gave Kwan the confidence to try again. Kwan faced off against Republican McCabe Jensen last November, this time winning by more than 1,000 votes. Kwan says she learned a lot from that first campaign. The first lesson was how difficult it is to run against an incumbent, and second was to reach more underrepresented groups.
I learned that it was very important to be data-driven. I was able to see what my district looked like rather than knock every door. In 2014, I knocked every door, and it was great to meet a lot of people, but very inefficient.
That's not to say talking to people was a waste of time, but Kwan could see that her swing district had a growing number of registered independents, as well as a population that was diversifying both along ethnic and economical lines. Those were the people Kwan wanted to reach. Kwan credits her victory to hard work, the avid support of Utah's Chinese American community, as well as longtime friends like Democratic Representative Angela Romero of District 26. Romero says it will be refreshing to have some new voices in the halls of the Capitol.
Our demographics right now, when it comes to women and when it comes to communities of color, it doesn't reflect our populations in the state of Utah.
Representative Brian King, the House Minority Leader, agrees. Although the Democratic caucus remains a super minority at just 14 members, he thinks Kwan's background, she has a PhD in education, will be a key asset.
Representative Kwan will help us bring to pass some priorities that are important to us. We feel strongly about doing what's necessary to make sure that we get our children taught in the way that we would like to have them taught, that we pay teachers enough money to really attract high-quality teachers and then retain them once we have them.
Kwan's first few bill proposals are fairly modest. One will deal with licensing requirements for acupuncturists. Another will address personal injury law for motorists. But the legislation Kwan is most keen to tell her constituents about is a non-binding resolution recognizing the Chinese Lunar New Year, which falls on January 28th. It's a holiday celebrated by tens of thousands across Utah and hundreds of millions worldwide. Although it won't be an official state holiday, Kwan says the resolution is a small way for her to pay tribute to the local Chinese American community, many of whom are descendants of 19th century immigrants who built the country's railroads and worked in its mines.
As a Chinese American, I will always come to the table with a different perspective than people who are not Chinese American. And this is a good thing, because we want to have people in the legislature who represent Utah as a whole. And when we have voices that are missing, then we have decisions that are made without regard to these communities.
We need to create this pipeline, right? The pipeline that goes not only into public office, but the pipeline that goes into our classrooms.
At the Hispanic Caucus meeting, Quan tells the crowd she's eager to get started and learn the ropes as a new legislator. She also wants to encourage more women to run for elected office and hopes her victory will serve as a model. When some people have described her as the, quote, only Chinese American in the legislature, Quan says she has to remind them she's only the first. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.